One of the questions we see in the Span group all the time is, what astrological sign is your narcissist? Almost always, my admin team deletes those questions because the admin team doesn't think that it's a relevant question or that it should be something that we focus on. And I agree with that, or I tend to. But since I saw the question so often, I thought it would be really helpful to kind of do a poll and a little bit of research of my own to determine, is there a particular type of astrological sign that is more likely to be a narcissist? And I'm going to share with you today the research. So that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com, whether or not any particular astrological sign is more likely to be a narcissist, according to my research. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, you know what to do. Hit that subscribe button and we'll just get going. All right, so let's just jump right into this. I'm going to show you the research, but before I do, I want to pre-qualify it with this. The fact is, according to lots of astrologers I've talked with and been receiving comments from, there's so much more to astrology, if you believe in it, than just knowing your sign. There's like sun signs and moon signs and rising things, and it's a lot of stuff. And the truth is, I don't have the time or the inclination to go into that much depth. I think that would require many years and many experts, and I don't have that budget. So we're going with a simple male or female and what their sign is. And that's the extent of what I've done. So this is how it works. I went through this process where I did a poll through Google Forms, a simple poll, and I asked people to tell me the answer to one question, which was, what sex and what astrological sign is the most toxic person in your life? So we're going to talk about the results right now. Take a look. So to say the very least, the findings of my NPD and astrology correlation survey have been very interesting. As I said in the original survey, my theory is that NPD does not correlate with any specific astrological sign more than any other. But I asked people to please take a moment to answer the questions to help me figure out, was I right or wrong on this? So now we're going to report the results. Just so you know, the only question really was, what sex and which astrological sign is the most toxic person in your life? I had a list of all the signs, and I had male or female. Now, the other thing that I asked was, is there anything else you'd like to share? And I did get several responses on that. So we had 1,268 responses. This is a chart with the final results. Now, as you can see, there were a couple of standout signs here, including the Aries males, the Scorpio males, the Capricorn males, and the Gemini males. Now, obviously, these are all running pretty closely. Now, I will say this. The reason that we have probably less females showing up here is because this was done with my audience, which, of course, is 75% female. So don't assume that because you see less women on this chart that there are less women out there. Now, with that being said, when it comes to women, we see that there's a little bit of a rise in the Scorpio woman and maybe the Libra woman and maybe the Aries woman. We've got our Sagittarius ladies here. There's quite a lot of room for leeway here, right? One thing I found interesting was that Cancer women, Capricorn women, maybe Pisces women seem to show the lowest amount of narcissism, according to this survey, as Pisces men show less, Libra men show less, which is ironic since Libra women show more. It's very interesting, but let's dig into these results a little bit, shall we? First, we're going to go over the specific numbers that were given to me by the people who took the poll. So here we go. With our Aries men, we have 130, Aries women, 56, Taurus men, 106, Taurus women, 51, Gemini men, 120, Gemini women, 51, Cancer men, 98, Cancer women, 33. Virgo men, 100. Virgo females, 46. Libra men, 68. Libra women, 52. Sagittarius men, 90. Sagittarius women, 51. Capricorn men, 109. Capricorn women, 30. Aquarius men, 83. Aquarius women, 45. Pisces men, 71. Pisces women, 34. Leo men, 87. Leo women, 44. Scorpio men, 128. Scorpio women, 60. We did get some really interesting comments from people, but I would agree still with this one that says, I don't think there's any relation. I think NPD is a sign all its own. With that being said, as this person said, it doesn't matter because there's no correlation. I'm still on the same boat with that statement. With all of that being said, let's look at some other things here. YourTango.com, this article, Zodiac Signs Who Are Narcissistic, Ranked from Most to Least, was written by Christine Schoenwald. She, of course, talks about narcissism and what's that all about, but then she says she thinks Taurus is the most narcissistic sign, noting that Taurus and narcissists both tend to be bullies who always want their way and both have anger issues. Again, I don't know how true that is, but that's what she said. Now, she also noted the Leo, number two, because she said they're so full of themselves. She said they practically invented love bombing. And then she talks about Scorpios as number three and Aquarius as number four. Virgo as number five, Aries as number six, Sagittarius as number seven, Cancer as number eight, Geminis as number nine, Libras as number 10, Capricorn as 11, and Pisces as 12. So I guess she's saying that Pisces tend to not be narcissists. Now, when we look at another site, this one, lookupthestars.com, agrees with me that there's not one aspect or sign or planet that can be associated with such a mental disorder. I agree with that. Now, she goes on to break down some of the qualities and how they associate with different parts of the natal charts and things like that. Again, I do not agree that it has anything to do with astrology, just a personal belief and based on, well, science, I think. This site is called relationshipsandastrology.com, and this article was dated June 5th, 2017. This person says that her colleague recently asked her some important questions about narcissism, relationships, and astrology. And in this case, she says, why are people attracted to narcissists and how are these traits portrayed in astrology? What she says, I think, is the most important thing that she says in this entire article is, first of all, our natal chart does not describe psychological dysfunction, but she says it can portray where and how each of us is more likely to be vulnerable to psychological challenges, etc. Now, again, I'm not with all of this. I don't believe that any of this matters. I don't think that any of it is related to our natal charts or our moon signs or our sun signs. I would agree with this statement that emotional, physical, sexual, and or mental abuse and or neglect, including lack of unconditional love, lack of communication, lack of a loving presence by parents and caretakers, threat of presence of aggression, of violence, passive aggression, addiction, punitive silences, abandonment, engulfment, then the individual may develop narcissistic traits if these issues are not worked through in a conscious manner. Truth. But I think, again, that is regardless of the sun sign or the moon sign or any other sign. And I also would like to note from relationshipsandastrology.com that the author says, another important consideration is that we live in a global culture that has been largely founded on ego rather than the real self. Hence, narcissistic behavior is often regarded as an advantage and is financially rewarded and encouraged in many parts of the corporate and political world, as it generates money and hence power for a handful of individuals who skillfully use the narcissistic behavior. Again, it is not related to astrology. Then we have Bustle.com, this article from Carolyn Stieber, dated March 14th, 2018, and she says these three zodiac signs are more likely to be narcissists. And her choices are Aries, and she goes into some reasons that she thinks that's true. And you can check that out in the description below. I'll include all these links. Leo, and to be honest with you, if I was just going to pick one out of the air, I might say Leo because Leo is known to be the most sort of extroverted sign. But again, I know plenty of Leos who are quite introverted, so I don't think that's entirely accurate. Capricorn is her number three. And then one more, we have JanelleHiHi.com. She says these are the four zodiac signs most prone to be a narcissist. And she goes into all the details of why she thinks that. She says, let's face it, some zodiac signs are just natural born arseholes. I don't believe that. I think that's BS. She says narcissists can be very powerful. Yeah, that's true. Has nothing to do with their zodiac signs, in my opinion, but let's talk about it. So she says the number four most narcissistic zodiac sign is Taurus, and she goes into a bunch of reasons why. Then she says number three is Virgo, and then she says number two is Leo, and then she says that number one is Capricorn. So if you're keeping track, this is all over the map. So let's go back and just review our results. As you can see, here's the chart that shows everybody's results, and you can kind of get some ideas there. You kind of see Scorpios and Aries and Gemini and so on and so forth. But let's look at the numbers, shall we? According to my survey, the number one most narcissistic sign is the Scorpio, which has 188 total votes, including 128 for males and 60 for females. Number two being Aries, 186 votes, 130 male, 56 female. Gemini, number three, with 120 male and 51 female. And Taurus, number four, with 157 votes, 106 male and 51 female. These astrology signs then were followed by Virgo at number five. And these numbers represent men and women in total. Just, I'm not going to go through all of them right now, but you're welcome to stop the video and take a look. Number six was Sagittarius. Number seven being Capricorn. Number eight being Cancer. Number nine being Leo. Number 10 being Aquarius. Number 11 being Libra. And number 12 being Pisces. Couple of interesting points to note here, though. As you can see, Cancer and Leo were tied, but with different numbers on female and male. Lots of interesting facts here. Now, I do have to say, as a Pisces myself, I might agree with the fact that it's the least narcissistic sign, but I'm just mostly kidding when I say that. So what did you think about all of that? Did you expect those results? I was a little surprised, but not completely surprised. And I think what it all comes down to is that regardless of that sample, which was much larger than I thought it would be, regardless of that sample of people and regardless of the few places where you did see the data kind of leaning toward one or the other, I think what it comes down to is that your astrological sign has nothing to do with your level of toxicity. Toxicity or narcissism or narcissistic personality disorder, all of that stuff, it is developed usually starting in childhood, and it is directly related to a number of things, including childhood trauma or overindulgence by parents and or emotional and or physical neglect, if that makes any sense. And I've got lots of videos on that. I'll link some of those for you in the first pinned comment, so you can take a look at that. I really enjoy doing research, though, and I hope that you enjoyed this as well. I think it was a fun thing to work on, and it meant a lot to me that so many people were interested in the results. Tell me what you think. Do you agree with my findings, or do you think it's all a bunch of BS? Or do you think it doesn't matter because I didn't do the whole like moon's rising and sun signs and moon signs thing? It's okay if you thought that. Share your thoughts. I'm really interested in knowing what you have to say. Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about this. I'm really excited to hear your thoughts. That's all I've got for you right now. But hey, please allow me to take a moment to share a quick shout out with my amazing channel members, the people who support me and this channel every single day. Thank you so much for what you're doing. It means a lot to me. It helps me do more of what I can do to help our fellow survivors. And that's a big deal to me. Thank you. My amazing channel members include Angela Falsetta, Susan Marion, Roxanne Antle, Debbie, Lorenzo D, Life's Revival, Trisha Wolf, James F., Marlene, Jen Archer, Sarah Lee, Patricia Keenum, Delilah DeBalsek, Darla Berg, Buku, Paul McMurrin, and Janet Hill. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. It means the world to me. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right down there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.